Uncle Josh and Aunt Nancy visit New York City.
Well, it wasn't long last summer. I was getting ready to go down to New York City, and nothing would do Aunt Nancy Smith but she must go along. I said, now look here, Nancy. I know very well if I take you down to New York City, I'll have to tie up the telegraph pole 3 or 4 days and get you still here. Well, nothing would do Nancy but she must go along. We got down to New York and we was walking around looking at the sights, and Nancy saw some bananas hanging up, and she said, well, law sakes alive, Joshua Weathers, may just look at them as butter beans. I said, Nancy, you silly old goose, them was bananas. Well, we walked around about an hour and a half longer, and all at once Nancy just grabbed me by the arm and jumped up in the air and blatted out like a dying calf. I said, what's the matter with you, Nancy? You going to have a conniption fit right here in New York City? She said, Joshua Weathersby, I want to go right straight home. I never was in a town in my life where they had six carnation doings. Why, Joshua, just took his arm. There's a fellow sucking up there on his wagon, his horses has run away, and he don't know the fuck thing about it. I said, Nancy, that's one of them automobilious wagons. Well, then we got on a boat and went down to Coney Island and had a pretty good time. And when we was coming home in the evening, there was a band on the boat playing something like this. Well, that boat got to bumping up and down, jumping sideways and kicking up its heels, and I didn't feel very good, but didn't bother Nancy any. She said, Joshua, ain't this a lovely evening? Do you think the moon will be up this evening, Joshua? I said, I'll be doggone if I know, Nancy, but the way I'm a-feeling, if I bet that darned old moon, it'll be up.